Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Michael Keegan, your host, and our guest today is Joe Klimovich, Chief Information Officer and Director of High Performance Computing and Communication at the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. Also joining our conversation from IBM is Paul Kayata. Joe, NOAA views information as a strategic asset that is both critical and pivotal to helping it accomplish its mission. Would you tell us more about your IT strategy and the overarching goals and pillars that support your mission? How have you sought to modernize and standardize the use of technology across your agency?
Well, I had to refer back to our last IT strategic plan that we published in February 2010. I think that the goals in that plan are still relevant, even though a lot has changed from early 2010. But the first thing we had in there was cybersecurity, and that's goes along with the challenge. But we need to protect our IT investments from security threats and ensure that our information and technology is always available. I think the next one is a more of a mission focus on the IT, getting IT to enable our mission and looking for innovative uses of IT to, you know, support our evolving and growing mission needs. Third thing is high-performance computing. We spent a lot of money through the American Recovery Reinvestment Act on high-performance computing. It's key to both our research mission, our science mission, and our operations. We want to make sure we expand those capabilities essentially through on-demand computing and embrace future technologies. And we've also been able to expand high-performance computing to non-typical users inside of NOAA, see how we can really advance science. The fourth one is enterprise-wide IT services, looking for efficiencies and improving effectiveness through enterprise-wide solutions. And then the fifth goal that we have outlined in our plan is a skilled IT workforce, because in the end, all of this comes down to the people. Technology is essentially available for everyone. It's the people that are able to take it, embrace it, and figure out innovative ways to enable the mission. And I think there's three components of the IT workforce, and that's attracting, developing, and retaining, you know, the best IT workforce you can. I would also say that since 2010, a lot of effort has gone into shared services. I co-chair the Federal Shared Services Subcommittee, and I did that because I think it's important and it's the right thing to do. But our strategy really mirrors the federal strategy. There, what we're trying to do is kind of crawl, walk, run, where we're consolidating commodity ITs first and using as building blocks and then going into more complex shared services. Ultimately, we want to go more into the mission space. So we're working in that area. I would really like to get to the point of we're looking to use services that have already been developed, either in the cloud or within another agency first before we go and build our own.
Well, that's an interesting segue because your agency carries multiple and often complex missions. Information technology requirements and portfolio reflect that complexity. How are you fostering an enterprise view of technology, breaking down silos? But more importantly, what are you doing to position your office to be looked at not just as a simply supporting mission, but actually enabling mission?
Well, given NOAA's mission, I really look at it as you've got a lot of information coming in. You've got brilliant scientists adding value to that information. And then we send out that information to either the public or other agencies. And so information is key to NOAA's overall mission. None of it can happen without information technology. So one of the things we're trying to do is improve the visibility and decision-making by leveraging IT resources across NOAA and trying to position my office, CEO's office, in budget formulation and acquisition planning and really evaluating programs up front in terms of instead of responding to a crisis afterwards or some other issue. So upfront in involvement in the budgeting and acquisition planning. Second thing I'd say is we're really trying to remove barriers to deliver a uniform, modern, agile, cost-effective set of services. It goes without saying if we can reduce the complexity, we can improve our security posture. That's one of the key things. I'm convinced that as we build more enterprise-wide services, it'll make it easier for us to secure our IT as well. And then lastly, I guess, looking at IT, is, you know, position IT as a mission enabler through the right services, common services, man and infrastructure that supports our diverse mission, and really with a strong focus on improving customer service. Yes, we want to reduce our operating costs, but we also want to improve our service. We want to empower our employees to more effectively be able to execute their mission-critical activities with IT and information.
NOAA has an inherent responsibility to be a good steward of public funds and invest its budget wisely, one of the challenges you mentioned earlier. I'd like to explore the IT capital investment process within the agency. What have you done to strengthen NOAA's process? How do you assure that the investment decisions are mission-aligned and cost-justified? Could you give us a sense for how the process works?
Sure. So I came to NOAA in 2007, so I can't take credit for any of this. But in 2003, NOAA leadership established a business process, and it's well documented, where it incorporates all decision-making into a unified structure. And inherent with that is a NOAA CIO Council. And I chair the NOAA CIO Council. I've got 51% of the vote. And I also sit on virtually every other NOAA executive group, panel, or council. So that's I've got a voice in all of our corporate decision-making. The CIO Council, it's empowered to make corporate decisions involving IT policy, resources, acquisitions. And we've got specialized committees. I think last count was like seven committees underneath the CIO Council that essentially act as advisors and subject matter experts to formulate recommendations and how we should be addressing and handling information and information technology. So they bring that to the CIO Council for decision making. In my office, I also have to submit and prepare and submit monthly updates to the department and to OMB on all of our major IT investments. These updates are used throughout our business process to ensure success. You know, we're tracking success of our initiatives. And we also track our non-major IT investments, even though they don't necessarily show up on the OMB dashboard. So we've got a fairly mature governance process in NOAA. IT is integrated into our overall decision-making and governance. And my staff, through the portfolio management, I've got a team that is out there every day looking and managing and making sure that everything's updated and it's current, and we're taking action if there's any issues or hiccups.
So you've described the governance process pretty well. Could you elaborate a little bit about how that process allows you to optimize the resources?
Well, we're looking at every investment on a daily basis, and then on a monthly basis, we get roll-ups. We also have reviews of each of these investments. We have an IT review board. We've got other review boards that we support, and then the department has review boards. And then we participate in OMB reviews. But recently, the Acting Secretary of Commerce, Dr. Blank, released an enhanced department IT portfolio policy to strengthen the ability of the COs to manage these IT investments. This enhanced portfolio policy empowers the CO to essentially create a streamlined architecture with common services, a real emphasis on common shared services. The idea here is to enable me to, as a NOAA CO, to eliminate unnecessary duplication of IT investments. Now, this isn't going to happen overnight, but whether it be duplication in our IT or duplication in our facilities, or if we can streamline our processes and automate our processes to reposition our workforce. These are all things that I've now got basically carte blanche to make those changes and to effectively carry out the things that are in statute. So the NOAA CO, through this policy, is a single point of authority for all NOAA's IT. This includes budget formulation, approving acquisitions, all personnel actions now for IT positions need my approval, and I can I lead and conduct reviews, but here the real emphasis is on terminating or restructuring programs that are not necessarily effectively supporting our mission. So I've got a lot of authority, and we're out there every day trying to make sure that our investments are serving NOAA's mission and the American people.
Joe, I'd like to switch gears and talk about Green IT, which aims at reducing the environmental footprint of IT products throughout their life cycle. What are you doing in the area of sustainable IT practices? Could you tell us more about your efforts to be good environmental stewards and move to green computing?
Well, as an environmental protection agency, we really do spend a lot of time focusing on how we can be better stewards ourselves of the environment. So I'm committed to reducing our overall IT footprint on the environment, and we're trying to do this in a couple of different ways. One is lowering our energy consumption. A lot of things that go into that. How we configure and arrange our servers, how we consolidate our data centers, obviously. Enterprise-wide Energy Star purchasing is certainly a requirement. Old chillers that are inefficient are being replaced with newer, higher efficiency systems. And a big emphasis on cloud computing. We've moved many programs to the cloud, many services we're buying as services from the cloud. Again, that should be the most efficient way to procure the services. And also, I think, because of the very high utilization numbers in cloud services, reduce our footprint on the environment. I think, though, from a strategic perspective, you need to look at this in a couple of different ways. Business practices, you know, do we have the right policies and strategies in place? Are we looking to identify and seize the easy opportunities, changing the culture, instituting procurement practices like Energy Star that really drive efficiencies? Is energy efficiency a consideration in our acquisitions? And then on the technology side, a lot of stuff has gone into work has gone into PC power management. We've also reduced our printing quite a bit through workflow management tools or better utilization of the technology to reduce our printing demand. We've reduced our number of desktop printers by over half in the last probably 6 months to 9 months. So we've taken away a lot of the desktop printers to reduce our paper consumption. We've also started deploying to leadership the iPads. So in addition to iPhones, that conversion, we've also deployed iPads. The NOAA leadership doesn't want to see anybody bringing stacks of paper to leadership meetings, so you better not print anything out. But we also, track the paper consumption as well. So that's all led to efficiencies. Virtualization, we've made a big effort to improve our virtualization numbers. And there's even things that we're looking at in terms of microchips that can be turned off. We can turn off individual processors that are not being used. And I guess lastly is facilities, reducing our IT load. And I'm not in charge of our facilities per se, but there's a lot of things that we are looking at in that area to reduce our power consumption.
How is NOAA managing its information and technology resources, balancing the stewardship between both assets? We will ask Joe Klimovich, Chief Information Officer at NOAA, when our conversation continues on the Business of Government Hour.